in the eye and sell you a car. That's not an easy thing to do, but no one ever knew a more charming creature on this earth than my old man. He was a pilot in the big war, in the U.S. Army Air Corps, in a C-47 with a heavy load full of combat cargo for the Burma Road. And after they dropped the bomb, he came home and married Mom. And not long after that, he was my old man. And oh, the fights we had when my brother and I got him mad. He'd get all boiled up and he'd start to shout, and I knew what was coming, so I tuned him out. And now the old man's gone, and I'd give all I own to hear what he said when I wasn't listening to my old man. I miss the old man tonight. I can almost see his face. He was always trying to watch his weight, and his heart only made it to 58. For the first time since he died, late last night I cried. I wondered when I was gonna do that for my old.
My father had a Randall knife. My mother gave it to him when he went off to World War II to save us all from ruin. Now, if you've ever held a Randall knife, you know my father well. If a better blade was ever made, it was probably forged in hell. My father was a good man. He was a lawyer by his trade. Only once did I ever see him misuse the blade. Well, it almost cut his thumb off when he took it for a tool. The knife was made for darker things. You could not bend the rules. Well, he let me take it camping once on a Boy Scout jamboree. I broke a half an inch off trying to stick it in a tree. Well, I hid it from him for a while, but the knife and he were one. And he put it in his bottom drawer without a hard word one. And there it slept, and there it stayed 20-some-odd years, sort of like Excalibur, except waiting for a tear. Father died when I was 40, and I couldn't find a way to cry. Not because I didn't love him, not because he didn't try. Well, I'd cried for every lesser thing, for whiskey, pain, and beauty. But he deserved a better tear, and I was not quite ready. So we took his ashes out to sea and poured them off the stern. And then through the roses in the wake of everything we'd learned. And when we got back to the house, they asked me what I wanted. Not the law books, not the watch. I need the thing he's haunted. Oh, my hand burned for the Randall knife there in the bottom drawer. And I found a tear for my father's life and all that it stood for.
Dave Senior, and I'm listening to WMUC FM.
He rode easy in the saddle, he was tall and lean, and at first he thought nothing but a streak of mean could make a man look so downright strong, but when look in his eyes and you know he was wrong. He was a mountain man, and I want you to know that he could preach hot hell or freezing snow. He carried a Bible in a canvas sack. Folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Black. He was poor as a beggar, but he rode like a king. Sometimes in the evening I could hear him sing. I got to walk that lonesome valley. I got to walk it by myself. All nobody else can walk it for me. got to walk it myself. If ever I could have thought that that man in black was soft or had any ill off his back, I gave that notion up the day that a lumberjack came in and it wasn't to pray. He kicked open the meeting house door and he cussed everybody up and down the floor. And then when things got quiet in the place, he walked up and cussed in the preacher's face. And he hit that reverend like the kick of a mule, and in my way of thinking it took a real fool to turn the other cheek to that lumberjack. But that's what he did, the Reverend Mr. Black. And he stood like a rock, man among men, and he let that lumberjack hit him again. And then with a voice as kind as could be, he cut him down like a big oak tree when he said, "Do you got to walk that lonesome valley? You got to walk it by yourself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself." It's been many years since we had to part. I guess I learned his ways by heart. I can still hear his sermons ring down in the valley where he used to sing. I followed him, yeah, and I don't regret it. Hope that I'll always be a credit to his memory, cause I want you to understand that the Reverend Mr. Black was my old man. And I got to walk that lonesome valley. I got to walk it by myself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for me. I got to walk.
Happy Father's Day on Dave's Record Collection, WMUC-FM, College Park, 90.5 FM. Songs about dads today. Stay tuned.
Last night I dreamed that I was a child, out where the pines grow wild and tall. I was trying to make it home through the forest before the darkness falls. I heard the wind rustling through the trees, and ghostly voices rose from the fields. I ran with my heart pounding down that broken path, with the devil snapping at my heels. I broke through the trees, and there in the night, my father's house stood shining hard and bright. the branches and brambles tore my clothes and scratched my arms. But I ran till I fell, shaking in his arms. I woke and I imagined the hard things that pulled us apart. We'll never again, sir, tear us from each other's hearts. I got dressed into that house I did ride from out on the road. I could see its windows shining in light. I walked up the steps and stood on the porch. A woman I didn't recognize came and spoke to me through a chain door. I told her my story and who I'd come for. She said, "I'm sorry, son, but no one by that name lives here anymore." House shines hard and bright. It stands like a beacon calling me in the night, calling and calling so cold and shining across this dark highway where our sins lie unatoned.
He sang a walk on the wild side, lasts a lifetime with me. I was born and raised in my father's house, can catching rain in the kitchen. He said a good song never comes to those who chase, it comes to those who listen. So I'd listen to him. Waking up in the middle of the night, I know he thought we were sleeping. And with an old melody and a guitar in hand, somewhere between dreaming and weeping, sing a walk on the wild side, lasts a lifetime with me. I grew up quick in my father's house. Mama, she gave him no daughters. Just a look in the eye of a woman in need to be free of a love grown harder. So she hit the road in a Galaxy Ford, the one that my daddy had bought her. She crossed the tracks and she never looked back. She was humming a song he had taught her. Sing a walk on the wild side, that's a lifetime with me. There was this big black trunk in my father's house where he kept the ledgers he'd write in. So I broke into it before I moved out to see if I could find out more about him. And there were letters written, never sent to my mom, but it's a wonder it never killed him. And there was lines and songs and poetry, damn near as good as Hank Williams. Sing a walk on the wild side, last a lifetime with me.
As I look back on some bitter years, some things don't mean a thing. Like chasing women, writing songs, riding trucks and old freight trains. When I reach back for happy thoughts of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most was a Sunday with my son. From the mouths of little children comes truth and honesty, and this I kept remembering as we gathered autumn leaves. When memory feeds upon the past of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most was a Sunday with my son. I'd fill his heart with happiness the way that he fills mine, but you just can't make up 10 lost years in just 3 hours' time. Reflections called for happy thoughts, and when it does, well, I've got one. One thing that I remember most was a Sunday with my son. From the mouths of little children comes truth and honesty, and this I kept remembering as we gathered autumn leaves. When memory feeds upon the past of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most was a Sunday with my son. When memory feeds upon the past of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most was a Sunday with my son. Sunday with my son. Sunday with my son.
Come out
that guitar away. What you singing that old song for? I sing a walk on the wild side. Lasts a lifetime with me.
He stood at the foot of the stairs. He was calling to me at the time, and I knew even then I could die for the thoughts that I kept in the back of my mind. But I dared not to speak how I felt for my dad, 'cause there were no words to define this ball of confusion, of feelings that I kept in the back of my mind. So I took to the highway and I kept to myself, just a looking and a hoping to find some solutions, some answers, some way to exist with this stuff in the back of my mind. So I took me a job, and I took me a wife, and I took to a bottle of wine. And it did not take long till all I had left was this stuff in the back of my mind.
Understand. Well, I'm here to tell you. didn't know. Yeah, son was born to me. Mama held his hand, saying someday you'll understand.
This is TJ, the tallest son of Dave's record collection on WMUC. Happy Father's Day.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad, you know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, you know we'll have a good time then. Turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. He said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, you know we'll have a good time then. Well, it came from college just the other day, so much like a man I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad, you know we'll have a good time then. Since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then.
Not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. Can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Well, folks, thanks for joining me this evening. This concludes Dave's record collection. Actually, we may have a little overtime. I'll play a couple songs more for you. But thanks for joining me this evening for the annual Father's Day program. Spike Jones with Mika in the background. It's one of the closers, not the one I use the most, but occasionally use this one as a closer. Cat Stevens with Father and Son from T for the Tillerman, leading us off. Harry Chapin with Cats in the Cradle from Verities and Balderdash, two 70s classics there. Creedence Clearwater Revival gave us Someday Never Comes before that. John Hiatt from Stolen Moments, released in 1990, we heard Back of My Mind. Daryl Scott, My Father's House, the reprise from Family Tree. His father in between the two. Wayne Scott, This Weary Way is the name of that album. We heard Sunday with My Son. Daryl Scott starting us out with My Father's House from Family Tree. Bruce Springsteen, same title, from Nebraska, the 82 expanded edition. So redone for 2025 mix. My Father's House from Bruce Springsteen. John Stewart, The Reverend Mr. Black. One of the things my father did early in his career was he was a reverend. So and he loved the Kingston Trio as well. So that one goes out to my dad, the late Dave Sr. John Stewart, The Reverend Mr. Black, again from Air Dream Believer. That was redone a few years back. Guy Clark, well, quite a few years back now, but it wasn't the original version done by the Kingston Trio, which he was a member of for a while. Guy Clark, The Randall Knife from Dublin Blues. Steve Goodman with My Old Man, No Big Surprise, the Steve Goodman Anthology. And Chris Smither gave us Father's Day. More from the Levy was the name of that release from 2020. Back to 1989 with Leo Kottke, Jack Gets Up, from an album called My Father's Face. And John Hiatt from Bring the Family, an album done with Nick Lowe, Ry Cooter, and Jim Keltner from 1987. We heard Your Dad Did. Jim Steinman gave us Love and Death of an American Guitar. And the Smothers Brothers opening the set with My Old Man from Think Ethnic way back then. Folks, thanks for joining me this evening. I've got a few more for you, and then signing off. I'll see you next week. WMUC-FM, College Park. This has been Dave's Record Collection. Stay tuned.
Hello? Dave?
Yeah, this is Dave. Who is this?
Come in, I'm
Dave. Dave loves to talk. Dave doesn't know when to stop talking. Dave follows you to the showers.
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave?
Dave, you got some surprise up your sleeve. What you got?
And Dave is going to switch instruments and play the duck.
Let me give you a little idea about kind of guy Dave is.
I pay Dave large sums of money to call himself my friend.
There's lots of Daves in this world. There's even lots of Daves on this radio station. There's even several Dave Sissons in the phone book. But there's only one Dave's Record Collection. 6 to 9 every Saturday evening on WMUC-FM, College Park.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fist got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat a dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? Now you gonna die. Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing, but Sue, I still ain't that bad.
Okay, now years ago, I wrote a song called A Boy Named Sue, and that was okay and everything, except then I started to think about it, and I thought, it is unfair. I am looking at the whole thing from the poor kid's point of view, and as I get more older and more fatherly, I begin to look at things from old men's point of view. So I decided to give the old man equal time. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I left home when a kid was three, and it sure felt good to be fancy free, though I knew it wasn't quite the fatherly thing to do. But that kid kept screaming and throwing up and pissing in his pants till I had enough, so just for revenge, I went and named him Sue. Yeah. It was Gatlinburg in mid-July. I was getting drunk, but getting by. Getting old and going from bad to worse. Went through the door with an awful scream. Comes the ugliest queen I've ever seen. He says, my name is Sue. How do you do? And then he hits me with his purse. Now this ain't the way he tells a tale, but he scratched my face with his fingernails, and then he bit my thumb and kicked me with his high heel shoe. So I hit him in the nose and he started to cry, and he threw some perfume in my eye, and it sure ain't easy fighting an old boy named Sue. So I hit him in the head with a cane back chair, and he screamed, hey, now you must my hair! And he hit me in the navel and knocked out a piece of my lint. He was spitting blood, I was spitting teeth, and we crashed through the wall and out into the street, a kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the cream, the mint. Then out of his garter, he pulls a gun. I'm about to get shot by my very own son. He's screaming about Sigmund Freud and looking grim. Whew. So I thought fast, and I told him some stuff, how I named him Sue just to make him tough, and I guess he bought it, because now I'm living with him. Yeah, he cooks and sews and cleans up the place. He cuts my hair and shaves my face and irons my shirts better than a daughter could do. And on the nights that I can't score, well, I can't tell you any more of it. It sure is a joy to have a boy named Sue. Yeah, a son is fun, but it's a joy to have a boy named Sue.
This is John, the son with the son who made Dave a grandfather. You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. Happy Father's Day.
When I was your age, I was just like you, and just look at me now, I'm sure you do. But your grandfather was just as bad, and you should have heard him trash his dad. Life's no picnic, that's a given. My mom's mom died when my mom was 7. My mom's father was a tragic guy, but he was so distant that nobody knows why. Now your mother's family, you know them. Each and every one a gem, each and every one a gem. When I was your age, I was a mess. On a bad day, I still am, I guess. I think I know what you're going through. Everything changes, but nothing is new. And I know that I'm miserable. Can't you see? I just want you to be just like me. Boys grow up to be grown men, and then men change back into boys again. You're starting up and I'm winding down. Ain't it big enough for us both in this town? Say it's big enough for us both in this town. When I was your age, I thought I hated my dad, and that the feeling was a mutual one that we had. We fought each other day and night. I was always wrong and he was always right. But he had the power, he needed to win. His life half over, mine about to begin. I'm not sure about that Oedipal stuff, but when we were together it was always rough. Hate is a strong word, I wanna backtrack. The bigger the front, the bigger the back. The bigger the front, the bigger the back. Now you and me are me and you, and it's a different ball game, though not brand new. I don't know what all of this fighting is for. We're having us a teenage middle-aged war. I don't want to die, and you want to live. It takes a little bit of take, a whole lot of give. Never really ends, though we trace his run, this thing between a father and a son. Maybe it's power, push and shove. Maybe it's hate, probably it's love. Maybe it's hate, probably it's love.
Little boy, it looks so clear around the eyes. What they've got in store for you, you may not realize. So be careful when you hear the voices call. Watch out, little boy, don't lose your balls. Cause you never know the rules until you play. First they stroke you, then they screw you, try to take your balls away. And once they're gone, they're way beyond recall. Watch out, little boy, don't lose your balls.
Balls run wild. Balls make it way out of line. You may not even know you've left your balls way behind. You know money only buys you what you want, and you can't buy your balls back like you buy a pair of pants. And once they're gone, you've really got fuck all. Watch out, little boy, don't lose your balls.
I was there when you were born. From your mama's arms, stood in awe, a witness to the first breath that you ever drew. I wish I could have held you when you left this world like I did then. Last time we spoke was on the phone, and we hung up, and now you're gone. Last thing I said was I love you. Your last words to me were I love you. So bad, just knew you did. It makes me sad. It's everything I knew to say, could not make it go away. But wherever you are traveling now, it doesn't. Last thing I said was I love you. Your last words to me were I love you. Pardon me.